Do they have something worse than that? I know they do, because I was on one.
In some of the areas, we have the old dirt road.
And I was on one of those yesterday.
And then, of course, we have the hard surface road.
All right, they're made of?
Asphalt.
Is asphalt?
Some concrete, but asphalt more.
Asphalt is the black substance. All right. What would they call a little road in a community, in a neighborhood?
They call it the community road.
They would.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Some say it's down the lane.
Lane, that would be within just the...
Within the community, going down such and such a lane.
Or would that be dirt, probably, or gravel?
Some of it's dirt, mostly dirt.
From the way that you get up from the public road to the house would be coming up the
hill.
All right, but talking about the road part of it, you'd say from the public road back to the farmhouse would be the...
Come up the dirt road or the gravel road.
All right. What about a little road, or road possibly, from a barn out to the pasture?
I'd call that a path. But I guess it would be a road, too. But
all right, but you think of that as being
a path.
That'd be a walking
path. Mm-hmm.
In town, here in Jackson, you walk on the...
sidewalk.
Right. When there is a sidewalk with a little grass strip between the sidewalk and the street...
that would be your boulevard.
All right, would you call it a little grass strip anything?
Could be called a little island.
I'm talking about between, like, out there. I don't remember out there. No. I guess out there there's not any grass between the sidewalk and the street, is there?
The sidewalk.
Yeah, there is,
yes,
right out here where my car is parked. There's a sidewalk and a little strip of grass and then the street. And would you ever call that anything?
I haven't thought of it. I haven't thought about it. Off on the grass.
Do you ever hear it called a berm or a...
No.
No, okay. Uh-huh. Or, let's see, I don't know what else. Parking strip?
No. Okay.
Our children is in.
Can I ask something? All right, let's see. The dog kept following the man, so he picked up a rock and...
threw at him.
All right, do you ever hear him say chunked?
Chunked at him. That's terminology.
Right, you've heard that used. I
heard chunk a plenty.
Would you be likely to say that?
No, I won't say chunk.
But you know what they're saying.
I know what they're saying.
If you go to a friend's home and knock on the door, and no one seems to come to the door, you might say, well, I guess she isn't...
not here.
But about saying...
she's not in.
Home. She's not...
home.
All right. Would you say at home or to home?
I guess she's not at home. Now, that's common expression.
All right. But then someone might say to you, well, you just better keep knocking, because I know she's the house. I know she's
there.
Would you say in the house, to the house?
No, they say, I know she's there.
Okay. She's probably, in fact, she's cooking, so she's probably...
in the kitchen.
Someone may take their coffee with milk, or he may ask for it...
black. Plain.
And with black would be, in relation to milk, it would
and
be...
no sugar, no milk. That's
with...
without...
milk.
Milk.
All right, say it for me.
Without milk.
Great. Did you ever hear them call drinking coffee black, drinking coffee barefoot?
No.
Never did?
No.
We ran across that lately.
Ran out of class.
All right. If a person puts milk in his coffee, then you'd say he drinks his coffee...
dressed up. That's a term. With milk.
All right. If you haven't seen someone for a long time and then you see them, you might come home and say to your husband, well, guess who I ran
into.
All right. If you have a child and you give him the same name as his father, you say, we named the child
Junior.
Uh-huh. For his father, after his father.
After his father.